In 1837, Thanksgiving season was full of joy and gratefulness for the Batavia, New York family. The Lord had blessed them with a beautiful new baby boy. As parents do with the birth of their child, they gained a whole new vision for the future and delighted in imagining what purpose the Lord had for this new bundle of life. They cared for him and taught him as he grew. When the young man later entered the business world, his days were occupied selling shoes. He also continued to grow in his relationship with the Lord. For years, the New York salesman maintained his business, but began to feel the Lord's prompting to resign from his company and enter the full-time ministry. It must have been difficult to leave the vocation which had provided for him for so many years. But in his mid-50s, the salesman gave up ministering to the needs of men's feet and began to aim for their souls. His years of ministry were short, but the Lord expanded its influence beyond the limited time of the pastor's own life. It was in 1897, only 3 years before his death, that 60-year-old John H. Yates published a book entitled Poems and Ballads. Among the poems which he wrote was a beautiful analogy carried throughout the Christian world by the music of Ira D. Sankey. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers, rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies.